This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, the 12th of May, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. A warm evening across Israel, with clear skies stretching from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. A pleasant night for those stepping outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, in the last few minutes, Walla reports unceasing alarms in the north, as an IDF drone exploded in Israeli territory. The IDF spokesperson announced that explosive drones were launched towards forces in southern Lebanon and the Air Force intercepted one of them. Also, earlier this hour, the Times of Israel covers a new art exhibit in Tehran. Amid a ceasefire, the Iranian Museum of Contemporary Art has opened its doors with an exhibit titled Art and War, featuring works by U.S. Jewish artist Roy Lichtenstein. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post reports Donald Trump is 10-0% confident that Iran will stop enriching uranium. He claims Iran has pledged to comply, while stressing that the U.S. will never allow Iran to possess nuclear weapons. Separately, Huckabee confirmed earlier today that Israel sent the UAE Iron Dome systems and personnel during the Iran war. The Gulf country was targeted by most of Tehran's missiles and drones, according to JNS. And finally, from Axios, Trump has announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. This proposal is politically sensitive for Netanyahu, but could aid Trump in reaching a peace deal with Iran. Reaction has been swift on social media. Open-source intelligence analyst OSINT613 posted just minutes ago that an Iranian parliamentarian is considering 90% uranium enrichment as a response option if Iran faces another attack. This issue is currently under discussion in Iran's parliament. Al Arabiya English reported moments ago that Saudi Arabia supports all measures Kuwait takes to maintain its security. This statement comes from the kingdom's foreign ministry. Samuel J. Hyde, an Israeli commentator, clarified earlier today on European Union sanctions. He noted the sanctions target individuals engaged in criminal conduct, not Israel as a state, although Spain and Ireland have been more critical. Let's go deeper. Starting with the situation in the north, Walla highlights a tense scenario as the IDF intercepts explosive drones from southern Lebanon. The army's swift action prevented potential damage, emphasizing the ongoing volatility at the border. Civilians in the north are advised to remain alert. Turning to the art exhibit in Tehran, the Times of Israel notes this marks the museum's first exhibit since reopening. Including works by Roy Lichtenstein is seen as a gesture of cultural diplomacy. However, the political context cannot be ignored as tensions remain high. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post covers Trump's assertion on Iran's uranium enrichment. His confidence in Iran's pledge is significant, yet skepticism persists internationally. The potential for diplomatic shifts is crucial for regional stability. Moving to the UAE, JNS reports Israel's strategic support during the Iran war. The transfer of Iron Dome systems underscores the close defense ties between Israel and the UAE. This collaboration could reshape regional defense strategies. Finally, the Axios report on the ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon highlights a delicate balance for Netanyahu. While politically sensitive, this ceasefire could pave the way for broader peace negotiations involving Iran. The region watches closely for any developments. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reports Elbit Systems received a $212 million order from the U.S. Army for night vision goggles. Deliveries will continue through 2028, showcasing Israel's robust defense technology sector. Separately, Globes notes that the EU regulator has again extended its advisory on flights to Israel. While advising caution, this softening of language could enhance confidence among international airlines and travelers. And finally, from CTech, an essential takeaway for startups. Prioritizing a CFO from day one, along with AI-driven insights, is vital for growth and strategic focus. This insight stresses the role of financial leadership in Israel's burgeoning startup ecosystem. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 10:00 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.